Where were you when you heard about the assassination attempt of former President Trump? 800-682-1075. We'd like to hear from you. It's one of those moments where, you know, one of those big moments where you know exactly what you're doing when you heard the news. Mm-hmm. Let's go to AML Chris. Chris, where were you?
I was cooking stewed taters in the kitchen. Boy, I was mad.
Stewed taters.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you it came over your phone?
No, I had the TV on, and just so happens to be on the news station, and then it just, like, one of them special reports, you know?
Yeah, the breaking news. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, about spilled potatoes on my toes and ran in there, and I was mad, ready to fight. Don't know who I was fighting.
Just angry.
Yeah.
Well, I hope your stewed taters turned out all right.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. All right, thank you, Chris.
Sounds good. I'd eat it.
Mm-hmm. AML Jose. Jose, where were you when you found out?
Hey, we got to meet here early. I'm trying to shave. I just got home from work, and I was in my room changing my clothes. And I was like, I think the Trump rallies today. And I was looked it up on YouTube, or no, Facebook page, his Facebook page, Donald Trump. And next thing I know, like, he's ducking down. I'm like, I'm a conspiracy theory kind of. So I was like, oh, my gosh, they got him. I knew they were trying to get him, and this is how they're getting him. So I went to conclusions too much because I'm Trump, man.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But it was crazy. I never seen anything like that before in my life.
No, none of us have,
that's
really.
That's where it was.
All right. Thank you, Jose.
Well, we've seen the some of the videos from Ronald Reagan, though. I mean, not live, obviously. Mm-hmm. Well, mm-hmm. Whatever it was, but I mean, they we've were live. Seen them.
Yeah, we've seen them. And that to me
Did they
is...
have one of John F. Kennedy?
Yeah, they have the photos. I mean, the iconic...
And video.
Yeah. We hate to say the iconic photos, but, mm-hmm. you know, where Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis is sitting on the back of that vehicle.
Right.
And she has her husband, John F. Kennedy's head in her lap.
Right.
I mean, that is the photo that you think of when you hear that he was assassinated, you know, and that is one of the things, you know, we've said from the very beginning that this is a very difficult topic in this day and time to talk about because it is so polarizing. And then if you say one thing, they're like, oh, you're this way. And if you say something else, they're like, no, you're this way. And it's not. This is about the fact that a former president had an assassination attempt. This is a very big event.
Yeah. And not only that, that's big enough.
Yes.
And then the leading candidate for his party.
Mm-hmm. That too.
Yeah, so,
that
I mean,
too just happens
that could,
to be.
He could be the next president. So it's
very
like
polarizing. You're right, Katie.
It is.
You have
it's
to
difficult.
Take a step back from it. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm independent. You lean one way. Jared,
let's stop.
Yeah.
All right, 800-682.
Don't do this to him today.
Don't make this
don't
go.
Don't announce your boy today.
I'm not.
You are.
No, I'm not.
I watched your social media over the weekend. You're not independent.
Yeah,
you can't
all
claim this anymore.
No, not
what?
Anymore.
Just because I posted the iconic photo, I think it's a terrible thing for the country. I'm glad
posting
it came
and making it your profile picture different are levels
two very
of independence.
It's a temporary one.
Oh.
Which, fine, you are totally entitled to do that.
Absolutely.
Just don't be coming on the airwaves talking about how I'm Mr. Independent.
The least independent person.
I did say, one of my things, I did say, here's the craziest part of the whole thing. I saw that photo on the news for the first time. I'm like, my gosh, who took that? I took a photo of it on my phone, and then within minutes, it went everywhere. That
was
the first one says, God bless America. I was like, I put God in there. See, everyone?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I see.
He's changing before our very eyes.
I don't know what that exactly means, but yeah.
800-682-1075. Where were you when you found out of the attempted assassination of former President Trump? Squid.
I was in my kitchen drinking a beer with my friends, and we were like, got on Twitter. I'm like, is this for real? Like, seeing a trend? I'm like, there's no way this is real. And I was like, maybe, like, first I was heard, maybe it was, he was hit with something, but not actually shot at.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started seeing the pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, he actually, I mean, I guess
like, this
technically
is happening.
Got shot.
Yeah,
yeah,
he got
grace
shot.
In the air.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was insane. But the picture is hard. That picture is such a hard picture.
Oh, yeah.
So hard.
Yeah.
Trump's got that dog in him. I can't deny it. Be like, he could have ran away scared, but this man came back up and put his fist up.
I would have immediately
peed in my
retreated.
Pants and ran away.
Yeah.
I would have been, I'd still be on the ground right
I
now.
Would be.
I would not. I would be staying there until the Secret Service
you
to get
absolutely
it.
Would
and
not,
I
Jason.
I would put my hand. Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. You would you would immediately cower down to the ground and then start shaking violently. And then get really mad at whoever didn't jump on your body.
Right.
To protect you.
Yeah, right.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Because this has been confusing me from the start. Why did he come out of his shoes? Did he come out? Did President? Oh, he got tackled.
He went to the ground and then got tackled.
And then so his shoes came off his body.
At least one shoe did.
Okay, because we hear the audio of Trump saying, "Let me get my shoes first. Let me get my shoes." He says it a couple times.
Right.
And it's one of those things also where you hear people get struck by lightning, and the first thing that happens is their shoes blow off their feet.
Or they get hit by a car, their shoes come out. They come out of their shoes.
Are y'all not tying your shoes tight enough? Like, what's happening?
Just certain things that blast your shoes off.
Or something?
I don't know.
Probably dress shoes, yeah.
I have no idea, but I heard that and I thought, what? How did that happen?
I know. Yeah, it was an interesting thing. We got a text from Katie, and I wasn't sure what was going on. And then I walked into, it was just like, people were like, Trump got shot. And our group texts are like, what? And I was meeting Ava and her friend, and I had Ezra at Stoke Ridge for dinner. And I'm getting all this information. And of course, they have sports on or whatever. And I said to the waitress, hey, can you turn on the news?
Yeah, there's something.
She was like, well, I said, I believe the former president was just shot. And she turned it on, the restaurant, dead quiet. Everyone stopped eating, turned around, and was watching this one TV. It was like the most surreal moment.
Yeah.
And one thing that I thought was interesting is Ava was having dinner with one of her friends and their grandma. Mm-hmm. And her grandma was like so upset. And she says, I'm a lifelong Democrat. I'm sick to my stomach.
But also, yes, for sure. And then feeling that way because this is such a huge event. But also, she probably, if it's her grandmother, has lived through other events like this.
Yeah, Kennedy for sure.
Yes,
yeah.
And thought, not again.
Right,
not
absolutely.
Again.
That's why I responded back with, did Trump get shot? I was like, no. Because somebody said that. Somebody initially, I was cooking and grilling or something. And somebody said it. And I didn't believe it. I just said, from where? Mm-hmm. What source? And I was like, no, I would have. And then it came out. I was like, I couldn't believe it was surreal.
Yeah.
And it didn't seem real at all.
We were my children and I met a bunch of our friends. We went to Lake Norman and we had been on the lake all day and we were hanging out on the dock later on in the afternoon. And at that point, some people had gone up to the house and were working on dinner and drinks and whatever. And somebody came down the dock and said, Trump was just shot. And we all kind of were like, what?
Yeah. Like,
we're not. What do we do? What?
It's surreal.
And so it was totally surreal. And so then immediately we're looking on our phones, trying to find it. And it was, just breaking that it wasn't even being reported yet on any of the sites. And we were like, no, that's not true. And then sure enough, it was such a surreal thing. It
really
was. And
in some news agencies, because they didn't know, it's like, oh, Trump fell down.
Right.
People didn't know what was going on. They didn't know.
Were you on the lake on the boat?
We were not on the boat at the moment, but we had been, but we were all just hanging out and the kids were jumping off the dock and swimming. And I mean, it was just like such a fun atmosphere. And then you hear that and it just jolts you into,
this is crazy. Yeah.
What about you, Matt? Were you?
I had just ordered yellowfin tuna steak at Provision Company at Holden Beach.
Fancy.
Saw the text from y'all and put my phone down. I was like, I'll vet this later.
You never have like,
with y'all, mess up my meal.
There's too much speculation. I'll wait until there's some more facts out about this thing. Because I did a quick Google search and nobody had anything on it. I'm like, all right, so somebody will get some more information later.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll check it out later.
When I went to Stoke, I was like, you turn the TV on because at that point, I couldn't get any real information.
See, the restaurant I was at kept sports on the TV.
Oh, they didn't turn it.
Mm-mm.
Interesting.
No, yeah. I don't know that anybody necessarily asked them to, but then they just kept the golf or something was on TV.
Well, and
why I specifically asked for it.
Yeah. To be fair, I mean, we do know what we're talking about sometimes, but I would have waited probably.
Yeah, I was
too.
Like, you know what? I'll figure this out later.
Yeah, I'll catch up.
I'm going to enjoy my dinner.
Yes.
And then when I get back to the room later, I'll take a look.
Matt gets the least caught up in our group text anyway.
Yeah, especially when I'm on vacation.
I know.
Yeah, I left it before on vacation.
Yeah. I wish I could, but I can't.
Sorry, the assassination attempt happened during your vacation.
But you didn't want to mess up that field.
I paid attention to it when I had time.
No, I know.
3,000 text messages later.
I wish I was more like Matt.
I wish I could be too.
Or I can just put it down.
It's pretty great.
Yeah,
it's pretty great.
You'll probably live longer. Let's go to Sean. Sean, where were you when you heard about the assassination attempt of former President Trump?
I was on the road. I was on my way to work. And the weird thing is, like, my phone just started, like, lighting up just because everybody has their own little notification when they check. So it was just like a little musical symphony. I was just like, what the hell is going on? You know, 17 texts later, someone said, oh, Trump shot, flash your news. And I'm just like, whoa. And I just slam on brakes. And believe it or not, it's like two other people. I guess they got the same news, Like, we're in the middle of traffic, and we're like, our cars are just like stuck there. I couldn't believe it. Like, I thought he had actually got shot. You know, I mean, yes, he did, dead. But I thought, right. No.
Well, he did. Fatally. But, yeah, fatally shot.
Yeah, like, in the whole scenario, y'all, I was kind of like with the other caller with the conspiracy theory thing. Like, at what presidential event? I don't care, especially out in public. You don't know. People hold grudges nowadays. You just can't show up in their town and just think, oh, yeah, I'm safe here. No, why? What? Like he said, see something, say something.
Right. Thank you, Sean.
Yeah.
Let's go to Alexis. Alexis, where were you when you heard the news about former President Trump being shot?
Oh, good morning, everybody. Good morning. I was actually celebrating my wife's birthday. We were celebrating her 34th birthday and having a good time. And then all of a sudden I was taking a drink and a beer, and I turned to the TV, and I saw the breaking news. So I walked inside the patio that I was outside, walked in the house that we were at, and started seeing it. And I was like, oh, my God. And as soon as I saw the video, I went to my phone, started looking back, seeing how it was occurring. And immediately, I'm a former law enforcement officer, so immediately I went to the thinking and looking at the images, how it was going. And I saw that it's the infamous Kennedy shot. That's what in law enforcement we call it. When you try to shoot somebody through the ear, it's the infamous Kennedy shot.
What?
He got so lucky because it's the infamous Kennedy shot. But they call it the Kennedy shot.
The Kennedy shot. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That particular way of shooting somebody is in law enforcement referred to the Kennedy shot.
Yeah.
So immediately, as soon as I looked at the video again and I rewound it, it was just that split second where, if you notice how he stands at his podium, he stands usually to the side a lot, and he turned his head, and the bullet grazed him. I mean, if it wasn't for that split second that he decided to, whatever, so God made him turn his head or sense that he was looking at something that caught his eye or the billboard or something that he was reading off of, he decided to turn that second. That's the only thing that saved his life. Literally, it's the only thing that saved his life.
You're right. Thank you, Alexis. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Because Trump's not backing down. He's doing another rally. I bet you they have, because they can't let this happen.
Well, the convention's this week.
Yeah, the national convention kicks off. In Milwaukee.
They are probably panicking. Literally, like, we cannot let this, because if that happens again, another attempt at assassination, that it's going to be horrible.
Well, I believe, oh, goodness. And I had her name earlier, and I'm sorry that I don't right now. But the woman who is putting the National Convention, Republican National Convention together, has already started doing interviews where they're talking about how security amped up.
But isn't he doing a rally tonight or tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't know.
I know he's in Milwaukee for the convention. Mm-hmm. Okay. He won't speak till Thursday, but okay. I don't know if he's going to be doing that. Mm-hmm. To me, if you're going to be the most dramatic, I wouldn't do anything till Thursday, and then you show up. You know what I mean?
Like, just be afraid.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like lay low, do your, you know, some press releases, and then the only time we see him is when he comes out to accept the nomination. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
But they did say indoor arenas are much easier to manage than any outdoors.
Sure.
But they've done great for the most part until this recent, which was catastrophic.
And that was my initial thought when I was like, when I first heard it, I'm like, is this a setup? Because there's no way that security would just overlook this.
Right.
And so I was like, I'm just going to look at this later. Because right now, I can't comprehend, it doesn't make sense.
It was a lot of information all at one time,
sure.
And a lot of things that had not been verified yet because it was breaking news. Mm-hmm. And so, it does take a little while to get all of the information.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One thing that did happen the same afternoon, same evening of the attempted assassination was President Biden did make an announcement.
I have tried to get a hold of Donald. He's with his doctors. Apparently he's doing well. I plan on talking to them shortly, I hope, when I get back to the telephone. Look, there's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening. We cannot be like this. We cannot condone this. But the bottom line is, The Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. Everybody must condemn it. everybody.
And then he did a speech from the Oval Office saying similar things. And then both parties are saying we need to be united. So we'll see how that goes. Real quick, Trump and Secret Service were caught on mic. And so there's a little more when all this was happening. You could hear more of what they were saying back and forth to each other.
Take a look at what happened.
No, I know that there's a lot of speculation or a lot of people talking about the Secret Service and what went wrong, you know, but if, when you see in that moment, the Secret Service surrounds a human being
to take bullets for him,
to take bullets. And like you're forming a circle around another human being. You have no idea where that next shot is coming from.
You don't.
When you're standing there with your back to wherever to protect in and you have taken that vow to take a bullet. Did that to me is...
That's incredible.
My goodness.
Did you hear on the thing, on their little walkie-talkie thing, they did say they knew right away that the shooter was down. Mm. Did you hear that?
Yeah, they did.
He said, shooter's down. Can we move? So I guess they waited to move. Then they got confirmation that the shooter was down. Then they moved him.
But while they're there, they're in that protective
I get
And not only
thing,
that, they don't know if there's more shooters.
Right, you have no idea.
What about the military guys? And I think there's some military guys and police guys that came out on stage, and they were just on stage in pure sight. Mm-hmm. They had a gun, but they're just right there. They could have got shot, too.
That they're behind you. They're above you, below you. You have no idea.
They know the initial shooter was dead, but they had no idea there was going to be more. And so when I did hear the interview with the Secret Service person, so interesting. It was last week I heard about it. Mm-hmm. I heard the lady talk about it. They said they're trained on like how to jump in front of bullets, how to protect the president, how to protect their family. But they're like how to literally put their lives on the line, how to use their bodies as human shields.
It's like you're not even thinking at that point. Yeah. You know, you're just like, in that mode. That to me was a very profound moment.
And a little bit later on the show, we'll get into the shooter. And of course, he's dead now. And they did find a van that they think was his that had explosives in it. So there's like more that's supposed to happen. We'll get into a little
bit. And he put a very weird TikTok on, too.
I don't think that's real.
It's not?
I don't think it's real.
Was it the post that he made beforehand? Or the post
that hates Republicans?
Yeah. Oh, no, I was not talking about that one.
I think it's not. Yeah. I don't think that's real.
It's not?
I don't think it's real. It hasn't been verified anywhere.
How about we verify? Try to verify before we spread it.
Are you sure? Yep. I'm going to bring it to the radio show. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Landon.
There's a lot of stuff out there. That was shared a lot, but there's no one has verified that's actually him.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's not, but I've tried to find I haven't found once.
Okay.
They're like saying that he, oddly enough, that had a very low social media presence.
Oh, I didn't see that one that you're talking about, Jason.
I think he sent it to the group.
This one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
All right, so it'll be more as the show unfolds. Oh, did you have what President Trump did say?
Yes, I do. So President Trump did his very first, former President Trump did his very first interview since the assassination attempt where he says, I am not supposed to be here. I am supposed to be dead. And he does go on to talk about how he happened to be turning his head, which he very just seldom does because he's always kind of scanning the audience out in front of him. And he said, I never break away. I never look, you know, where I turn my head around. I just don't do that. But he happened to have a chart behind him. And so he was looking, and not only was he looking behind himself, but he was kind of at an angle to look up where the chart was. And it just so happened that that moment exactly is when the bullet grazed his ear. But had he been looking straight on, it would be a very different story today.
Absolutely.
And then Trump went on in his very first interview since the assassination attempt, said that he is all right and that America goes on. We go forward and we are strong.